everything that rocks.
You know, Hunter, you send me these things and you get me all worked up, and then I'm let down. I'm let down. Time. All right.
It's incredible, man.
So I've been on the fence about getting the Oculus Quest. Hunter
has one.
Which
you shouldn't be on the fence about. Just get it. I'm telling you, it is awesome, dude.
So Hunter sent me a video of this new game for the Oculus Quest, and basically it's this virtual reality babe. Real chesty one, too. Put together right, all right? Got curves
in all
places.
So I figured, you know, Brock and his robots and all his stuff, you know, he talks about Laser Shoot Larry back in the day. I'm like, all right, I came across this video on Reddit. I'm like, Brock, this is going to sell him. This is going to sell him to get the Quest.
Yeah. My wife's going to be asking me, what are you playing right now? Why do you have a
doing weird motions?
Why do you have a boner while you're playing your VR? I caught a big fish. I was doing fishing and I caught a big fish. This is why though I shouldn't have VR, because what's going to happen is I'm going to be playing this game. I'm going to be naked in my living room with a boner, and someone's going to come and be, we'll come back.
HVAC guys are here. They've been here for an hour. Put some clothes on. Well, I don't know. I'm in my own world.
Look, I mean, I can understand you playing VR, maybe doing that game, but why is the vacuum in here? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So you brought it up to her the other night. Said, I think I'm going to get a question. She wasn't having it, huh?
No, she's like, no, what do you need that for? I said, well, I can play games. Like, you know, it's wintertime and, you know.
So let me tell you, my wife said the same thing. And then we got it and she put it on. She was like, oh, my God. This is awesome.
I'm just going to buy it. What's the old adage we have here? Sin first, ask for forgiveness later. I'm just going to do it. And and when she says, well, I want to play, I'm like, no, you said you didn't want to have the VR, so it's mine. I'm going to get back to my virtual reality girlfriend, because she never says no. That's right.
There's this virtual VR fishing game, and I always catch fish, and you can take like pictures inside the game when you catch fish. You know, you can like hold them up. I'm always sending Brock fake fish that I catch. Check it out, bro.
Look what I caught.
Tiger shark.
Yeah. Would you catch that? Off the pier. No, you didn't, you son of a bitch.
It looked like a pier. It looked like it.
No, see, that's going to, unfortunately, I'm going to like actually be able, I still won't be able to catch fish even in virtual reality. It's still like,
even
damn,
the game's like, no. Nope.
You're going to find it. And come in like I have the lowest score ever in fishing. Damn you.
I can't do it.
Sucks. Anyway, well, yeah, I'm going to spend more time with this game here. So let's get through WTF of the day so I can do research.
You're at work. Be careful.
Research. All right.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You bet buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
I wonder if they have virtual reality there. I don't know if you grow some virtual reality weed. That'd be cool. Not as good as a good thing, but, you know, you got it.
Not as good as a real thing.
This is an awful story, and I'm not making light of this lady dying, but the way it happened is just crazy. So a young woman was killed earlier this month after a spooky prank went wrong. Seems a woman in her early 20s was roaming the streets of Nacapan de Juarez in Mexico. I'm sure I ruined that, but it's in Mexico. Okay. And she was wearing a white gown and veil on the night of October 15th. She was trying to scare locals by portraying the weeping woman who is said to be the ghost that walks the streets mourning her dead children. So she's out there like, oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, the costume was so convincing that someone pulled out a gun and opened fire, killing her. Police are investigating. Okay. Obviously, that's tragic. Okay. It's kind of like, too, when people are dressing up like clowns and scaring people. Like, that's a good way to get beat up or shot. But here's my question for the person who shot the woman. What did you think a bullet was going to do to
a ghost?
You're shooting a ghost. Like, that's your first thought when you see a ghost is to pull out a Glock and shoot it.
I'm going to shoot it.
Like, no, even if we know nothing about ghosts, I think we can all agree that bullets aren't going to do anything.
I mean, the first thing I would do, I don't know, go get the vacuum.
Like, hey, what would the Ghostbusters? I don't think in Ghostbusters they pulled out an AK and started blasting rounds.
You know, that's tragic. That's terrible. Here's the thing, though, especially the clowns that are roaming the streets.
Yeah.
And you see the videos, and they get punched in the face. Ah! Well, dude.
Yeah.
You're dressed up as a killer clown chasing people. Something's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Luckily, no clowns got shot, but I'm sure they were close to. I just, there's so many questions I
have. Playing with fire.
But for anyone out there listening right now, if you see a ghost, for some reason, if that actually happens.
Shoot it!
I mean, why would that be your first
thought? You got to do it with a shotgun. It's got
oh
a nice
my God,
spread, nice
there's
spread.
A ghost! Like, when that's not going to do it.
It went right through him. Shoot him again.
We can't kill it.
It's not working. And you're dead.
I mean, how dumb do you got to be? All right. So there you go.
How do you kill a ghost, though?
Not with this. Not with that. We've established that. Unless it's someone wearing a bed sheet going,
I'm out of ammo.
It's me. It's Frank. Why did you shoot me? Why would you shoot a ghost? I don't know. I just thought it was a good idea. Come on, man. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF for the day. We'll be back.